years ago, a friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was deaf and it went this way. Jemima.
Howdy ho, peoples, and welcome to the third podcast of Jemima. And today it might actually need to be called Dan Jemima to get that extra syrupy feel to it because we have a special guest. As always, this is Mr. Matt Marino with you, one of the Mods in Jemima. We also have Mr. Jeremy McCants, the number one Jia. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Matt.
Hey, guy. How you doing?
Good, good.
And we also have Matt Santoro, a.k.a. Toozy, a.k.a. Young Hope, a.k.a. Big Worm. All right. And then, for the first time ever, we have our new fan favorite, Mr. Danielson Dan Hughes, in the house.
What's going on, buddies?
Yeah, there he
is. Hey!
We got a regular old crowd today. So, what we were thinking was, since we have a few things going on that are WWE-related and wrestling-related, this week was the 25th anniversary of Raw, and we also have the Raw Rumble coming up this weekend, which is pretty exciting. We figured we'd do a little WWE episode. What do you guys think of that?
I like that.
You like it?
It sounds fun. Okay.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that. That sounds good.
All right, so let's start with the 25th anniversary of Raw, since I'm sure most of us saw it, at least most of it. I even watched some of it this time, believe it or not, me being a half-assed WWE fan. But I wanted to at least see some things that made me feel nostalgic about the history of WWE, especially the days that I used to love. And there were some things that were pretty cool. I'm not going to lie. I was pretty excited to see Stone Cold and Vince McMahon at it again. But then there were some things that were a little disappointing. So I wanted to get your guys' take on what you thought about it. Jeremy, what'd you think?
Well, you know, I've come to have really low expectations for things. Because I feel like when you try to, like, guess what's going to happen, you're usually wrong. And then you just get pissed off. So I liked it for the most part. You know, you got what you would expect to get. You get Stone Cold doing stunners, which I love. You get Undertaker talking weird things. I don't know, he turned Bray Wyatt all of a sudden. You get the just like the old school WWE ring, which was dope. So I enjoyed it for the most part. I definitely can understand why the people at the Manhattan Center were pissed off, but I don't know what they expected, given that, you know, it was a split event. I'm sure they didn't expect to get shafted like they did, but all in all, I think it was okay. It kind of sucks that it was like the go-home show before the Rumble. I kind of want to see some more storylines develop, but at the end of the day, it was like straight nostalgia trip. So I was okay with it.
It was definitely nostalgic for sure. And I was wondering, like, does anyone know how much those Manhattan Center tickets were? Because I'm assuming they had to be pretty pricey to be there and not see much action.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they cost like a shitload of money.
The actual tickets themselves, I don't think were too crazy, but they're reselling for a lot, like $800 and up.
Oh, damn.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like Jeremy said, I don't necessarily feel bad for those guys. I mean, if I was buying tickets to a split show, either way, like if you were at the Barclays or Manhattan Center, I'd probably try to look into what I was like getting myself into first. You know, you're immediately getting like at least 50% of, you know, the total product. So, you know, you should probably be aware of that. And yeah, it's crazy like that you would pay that much money. And I'm sure like, I was kind of wondering, like, what was advertised? Like, were they like, hey, you're going to get a full show of wrestling? Or, like, did they, like, play it off like you were going to get a ton of Legends appearances? Or, because if they advertised, like, almost a full show, then that's pretty fucked up on WWE's part. But I don't know. I have a feeling that wasn't the case. And you probably should have known you were signing up for, you know, not an entire Monday Night Raw.
I think that the majority of the problem that people were having was that during the actual Raw Barclay sections, they weren't able to see anything. They didn't have like a big TV or anything, so it was hard for them to follow it. And I think there wasn't any kind of filler while that was going on, so I think that pissed off fans as well.
That, I thought they did have a screen. I thought they were able to watch what was going on at the Barclays.
I heard they were just complaining because there wasn't a big screen for people to view. Maybe they might have had little screens for people who were able to view, or they could hear it. I really don't know, but people seem really, really frustrated that there wasn't much going on when the Raw stuff was going on at the Barclays.
Yeah, I thought they should have given them. I guess they gave them like one dark match of like a cruiserweight match. They definitely should have hooked them up with like some NXT matches or maybe some other dark matches or something. But yeah, that's kind of rough for them.
What do you think of the show, Dan? Itself.
I was not a big fan of it. You kind of hit the nail on the head with the expectation thing. I don't know. I think a lot of us go in with pretty high expectations. I don't know. Like, it's definitely awesome to see all those old, you know, like old, I say, you know, your throwback people. But it just seemed like WWE to me just got all these names and were like, all right, let's get all these names. It's going to be awesome. Everybody wants to see all these people. And then that'll be good enough. Let's not do anything about it. Like, it was just a giant clusterfuck to me. Like, you know, they had like the poker game. They just kind of kept randomly inserting people in there. I don't even know if people realized like MVP was in the game for a little bit. So that was just like a whole thing. Like, you have all this popularity with the women's division now, and you know, you brought back all these like old female superstars, and it's like, all right, let's just walk them out on stage and not really do anything. I don't know. I think they could use like all these old people to kind of give the rub, so to speak, to some of the younger superstars, and they didn't really, like, even Stone Cold, like, that segment was awesome. Everybody loved it. I think everybody loved seeing Stone Cold no matter what. But it was like, all right, we're just going to have him stun Vince because, like, that was the thing to do. Like, and that was cool, but I feel like they could have, you know, had Stone Cold interact with maybe some of the younger superstars and stuff. It just seemed like it was really ill-planned, and really, like, the pacing of the show was kind of rough going back and forth, and
where they were just kind of throwing people on the screen just to throw them on the screen. Yeah, it's cool to see them for sure. It always is. Just all but that's like also keeping in mind that Royal Rumble's coming up. So it would also be nice to see some of these people in the Rumble kind of participants with. So you would see them on Monday, and then it almost takes away the excitement of seeing any of them in a surprise appearance within the Rumble, especially for the women's division, because I'm sure people would love to see Trish Stratus come out or someone like that, which I heard some rumors of.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you could, like, I don't think we're expecting, like, full-on matches. Like, I don't think anyone's really expecting, like, Stone Cold just come out and, like, have a match, or, like, Undertaker or a lot of these guys, but it's like, I don't know, you could, like, tease it, you know what I'm saying? You could tease a little action, get some guys in there, but, yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like they didn't really plan it out that well. It just seemed like they got everyone there, and then we're like, oh, crap, we don't really know, like, how we're going to get all people on screen or what's going to go on. But there, you said, like, there was some cool stuff, though. The Stone Cold segment was cool. The Jericho backstage segment with Elias was pretty awesome. I think the crowd might have popped the loudest for Jericho throughout the night, maybe. They were going pretty nuts. And then I think a lot of people enjoyed the DX Bullet Club or Balor Club segment at Manhattan Center. So there was some good stuff, but I think overall it seemed kind of lazy and it was kind of bizarre being the Rumble go home show. Like, I feel like they almost kind of just didn't even hype the Rumble that much. It was weird to me. Definitely weird.
I feel that for sure. So moving on to the Rumble, since we kind of covered our disappointment with Raw 25, do you guys suspect any surprise participants have you heard some rumors online or whatever of people you hope to see come out during the Rumble?
Let's not get into the rumors because I don't want spoilers out there, because I think people know things that they shouldn't know, and I'm trying to avoid that. So let's just take our best educated guess at who we might think, not who we heard. Can we try that?
All right, so we'll try. Who do you think? Who would you like to see?
Me? I'd like to see Daniel Bryan. That would be dope to me. But yeah,
of course.
Yeah, just because he wants to wrestle so badly. Like, it's either now or never for him. So let's just make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, they were saying they basically cleared him.
Well, no, they didn't clear him, but like every other doctor has basically cleared him.
Right.
But not WWE's doctors.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard, yeah, he's, yeah, pretty much the same thing. I've heard even like the WWE doctors have kind of said like he's healed and progressed better and differently than they've ever seen before. But yeah, I don't think they're giving him final clearance. And I, even if they did, man, like with the culture of concussions today and the NFL and even WWE and, you know, like a lot of wrestlers kind of tend to die a little bit younger. Even if the doctors cleared him, WWE has to be super hesitant to put somebody back out there like that, because concussions are, you know, like they're tough to deal with, and you don't know, he could be completely fine, and then all of a sudden one little bump on the mat and he's toast. You know what I'm saying? So that's a super dicey situation.
Right, for sure. Santoro, is there anyone you would like to see come out, or who are you are expecting to see as a surprise participant?
I'm not really expecting anybody. I mean, I know that they'll probably, you know, bring back some nostalgia people and stuff like that. But no, there's nobody right. really expecting to be in it. I kind of like Jeremy. I don't want to know who's going to be there. I kind of want to just be in the moment when those people come out. Because unless it's somebody, you know, big time who's, you know, prepared to either make a small mini run, or somebody like, you know, how they've done in the past with Batista or something like that. Like, unless they're doing something like that, it doesn't really matter to me, because my thought process is that somebody, you know, that's in the roster right now is probably going to win it. So for me, I just like to enjoy the moment of whoever's going to end up being in it.
Yeah, I feel that for sure.
I think
with that being,
oh, I think yeah, you know, there's been some Daniel Bryan talk, like we said. I kind of feel like The Undertaker might show up. It seemed like there was more to his promo on Monday. We kind of touched that. It was, I think Jeremy said it was just really weird, and it kind of was, again, like more randomness. I'm not sure if he kind of screwed that up or what happened, but there's been some talk about one more Taker match. So I think Taker's a possibility. I think we
did. When did Taker become Christian with this one more match thing? Yeah. Like, just let it go, man. You went into the stage, you put your hat down. Let's just ride into the
sunset,
buddy.
We don't need
to
see it again, man. If it was hard to watch last year. I'm sure they played it up a little bit. You know, that was kind of like the purpose of the match. But oof, yeah, we don't need to see that again.
It's too many times now. It's definitely like I've seen too many pictures on my screen of people crying over the Undertaker thing, and it not actually happened. And he just looks slower and slower every time. It's really, like, it's depressing at this point.
They're crying because they
had
to watch that
match. I love him, but. What's that?
What did you say, Santoro?
I said they're crying because they can't believe they had to watch Undertaker fight in another match.
Oh. Dude.
I mean, we're at the point now where it's like, if you're going to do a retirement match, say it's a retirement match, and then actually retire. Because we're at the point now where it's this guessing game, and for most people now that, you know, actually watched Undertaker wrestle throughout his career are pretty much just at the point where it's like, okay, buddy, we've seen enough. So I don't get the constant mystery of whether he's going to wrestle again or not. I as a fan don't need that anymore. I need you to officially know that he's done.
Well, yeah, especially since the streak is over, because that was the only thing that was keeping him around and for like the longest time. And that was what was interesting. It's like, is he going to come back for one more match for that? But once the streak ended, it's like, dude, I don't care anymore. Sorry, like, let's wrap
that
up.
That took a lot of luster off it for sure. And they're like, you know, I don't know. I know you don't want to talk about rumors. I'm sure you've heard it though. The kind of rumor out there is that he would come back to fight Cena. It's like, what the hell is the point of that? Like, John Cena doesn't need to get over anymore. Like, you gave the rope to Roman Reigns. Like, we don't need to see that.
Maybe he wins, and maybe he leaves on that note. I mean, we haven't really seen that too much, where a guy wins on his last match, so maybe this is going to be something different.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
I
feel
that'd be cool. I'm not going to lie. That would be cool.
You know, I feel like once he wins, he's just going to keep going then. He's got a new streak to start then.
Yeah, and I mean, they made such a big deal at a Roman retiring him, and it's – I don't know. It's such a – so weird. I don't think it's necessary, but
They've done the same for all these guys. I mean, look what happened with Shawn Michaels. I mean, the guy was out. He got injured in 98, you know, comes back in 2002, supposed to fight Triple H one last time. He ends up winning that match, and then he goes on this long run again, and then it's like he was in the whole guessing game whether he was going to wrestle again until finally, you know, he finally decided to actually quit when Taker beat him at WrestleMania. And then Ric Flair, same thing. I mean, he fought you know, Michaels in that retirement match, and the next thing you know, you see him bouncing around in TNA. It's like these guys don't know when to let go.
No, they don't. That's
chasing a paycheck.
Yeah. I get that, but I'm just saying, you know, I mean, if you're going to hang it up and you're going to make a thing about hanging it up, then you kind of have to kind of stick to that a little bit.
All right, now I'm thinking we'll do our predictions, our picks for the winner last, but before then, I wanted to get your guys' point of view on who you actually think should win, who you want to win, who you think deserves a push and an opportunity at the title. Obviously, let's leave out, you know, the top names, the Roman Reigns and John Cena's and Nakamura's in the world, and let's kind of go towards a little off the radar a bit, but I wanted to get your opinion on that. So, Jeremy, if you want to get us started, like who would you like to see? Push.
I'm gonna interrupt. I got one more surprise entrant.
Okay.
I don't know what his deal is. I heard he was kind of like injured or like not cleared to return, but I feel like we might see RVD on Sunday.
Oh God, that'd be awesome.
I mean, it's in Philly. Philly's obviously got the ECW connection. I think RVD's still probably able to go in the ring a little bit. If he's cleared, I think we see him. I think they got to give some kind of ECW. Not there. I mean, we've kind of seen Tommy Dreamer and Bubba Ray. I don't know if anybody left from ECW is even able to move at this point, but I'm going to say RVD shows up.
I mean, I'd be fine with that. He's definitely lost some steps, but I love RVD, so I'll sign on to that every day.
You don't really need to have that many steps in the Rumble. You just got to be able to go a little bit, so...
Yeah, no, see, that's the problem. Here's the problem. You're looking at it like that. If you're going to be in the Rumble, I want to see you, like, be in there. I don't want to, like, see this little commodity of, like, hey, look, it's RVD, and then he gets tossed out after 2 minutes. Like, that's a waste of a Rumble spot, even for, like, a legend, in my opinion. Like, stick around for a little while.
You know, I agree. It's a waste to have him come in there and just, you know, do nothing and get knocked out. But if you have to understand the nostalgia feel and what their expectation of that is. They're going to come in there, they're going to get the crowd popping, and then they're going to do a couple things, and then they're going to get eliminated. You know, that's kind of how it goes. So, you know, I mean, even something went like when Nash came back and he went in the ring and he did a little thing. It was nice to see, you know, Diesel in the Rumble, you know what I mean? But like, you knew he wasn't going to win. And that's kind of like the same thing for some of these guys, someone like an RVD. I mean, you know, RVD obviously isn't going to make another run at the title. So he comes into the Rumble, you're not expecting to win. So you're just expecting him to be, you know, get the pop, you know, and put on a decent performance.
Yeah. I guess so. So, Marino, so we're not allowed to say people that we think are going to win because I really do think they're going to make Roman win. And Philly is going to combust.
Yeah, well,
I'm going to be.
I was going to save that for last, but
God, yeah, why are we doing that right now?
I thought we'd close out with the picks, you know, close out with your
if
picks.
If you want to win, Jeremy.
It's done. Well, I like Roman Reigns. I would like him to win. If not him, then probably Finn Balor, I feel like, should get this because he never lost the belt. Like, let's give him another chance. Let's put him out there. He's still getting, like, one of the biggest pops out of anybody. So I think it'd be nice to see him go the distance. And I really hope it's not Brock Lesnar that he faces unless he beats him. Because if he doesn't beat him at WrestleMania, that's retarded. It's a waste of everything. So my pick's Finn.
Okay. That's a good pick. Hughes, what about you?
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm kind of on board with Jeremy there. I think now is the time to make it Balor or you mentioned Nakamura before. I think they've really dropped the ball with Nakamura, especially Balor too. And I know a little bit was because of the injury. You know, but they've kind of done some weird things with him. You know, he got like completely squashed by Kane for like a couple weeks, a couple months back, which was bizarre. But it seems like, you know, now would be the time to get one of these guys like super over and get him going. You know, Balor, Jeremy said could be headed towards a match with Lesnar. you know, I think a lot of people are clamoring to see the Nakamura AJ Styles again from, you know, those two had wrestled over in Japan and had an incredible match. And I think a Rumble win would propel both of them. So I would probably say one of those two. I'd like to see one of those two win. Like Jeremy said, if Reigns wins, which there is definitely a chance of, we definitely could lose the city of Philadelphia from the United States because it really might be super ugly there.
Immediate secession.
That's it.
Tuzi, what do you think?
All right, so I have a couple things here. I have three categories. I have who I think will win. I have
give us the wild card. We want the wild card.
I have who I want to win, and then I have the dark horses.
Okay. I want to hear this actually.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I won't do who I think will win until later.
Right.
But I will say that Finn Balor is on both lists of who I want to win and who I think will win. So I'll just throw it out there since you guys have already touched on that. But I made a top five list of who I want to win. And it goes Finn Balor, The Miz, Seth Rollins, Dolph
Ziggler. Is this in order?
This is not in order. Dolph Ziggler and Randy Orton. Those are who I want to win.
Who is your number one?
My number one who I want to win is Finn Balor.
Oh, no. Who did you say after Ziggler?
I said the list is Finn Balor, The Miz, Randy Orton, Dolph Ziggler, and Seth Rollins.
Dude, get out of here with Randy Orton.
Not gonna happen.
Oh, stop with Randy Orton, please.
Do we want to hear the dark horses now, or should we hold that off?
No, go ahead. Go dark Let's horses.
My dark horses are Corbin and Elias.
I was thinking about Elias too. I don't think he could win it, but I think he's gonna have a really strong show.
I think Elias. I heard some people talking the other day somewhere. You know, it seems like somebody kind of gets like a huge push in the Rumble each year. They'll have like a strong run or they'll eliminate somebody kind of like really big. And I think all signs are kind of pointing to Elias on that. I don't think he's ready to win yet. Definitely a dark horse. But, yeah, he could, you know, maybe knock out one of the bigger names or something like that. You know, that kind of elimination where somebody takes out a big name, then they're standing there just kind of looking over him. And then Elias sneaks up and sends him out of the ring behind him. So.
Is Ziggler in it?
Ziggler and Seth Rollins are not confirmed in the Rumble, so
I think Ziggler. I think Ziggler's showing up. He's not confirmed, but I'd be really surprised if he's not there.
Are there like 10 people that aren't even listed yet? Because I only know like 20 people in this.
So right now, as of today, there was only 17. I have a list of 17 right now. I mean, that's like barely anything.
Yeah, we were talking about that in our little group text we have the other day. I feel like usually the poster kind of has like, you know, at least like 26, 28 guys on it. And you know, like if you really count them and kind of leaves room for that surprise. Yeah. I feel like this year, I'm surprised you counted 17. I think the last I counted, they had like 13 people on it, which is kind of bizarre.
Yeah. I was around the 13, 15 range when I looked.
Yeah. WWE Today, their most up to date, the website, on their website, they had 17 of them.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, geez, so you still have what, 13, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously not going to be 13 surprise entrants. It's, you know, there's going to be a few guys on the roster. Almost definitely, I think at least one of the losers in the championship match will show up. If Strowman loses, I think Strowman gets in the match and probably goes ballistic.
Well, that changes the game. If he ends up in the Rumble, then he might be one that potentially could win it as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
How does everybody feel about The Miz winning this thing?
I think he could. That was my other person.
I would actually like that. I like thoroughly enjoyed the Miz versus Roman Reigns match on Monday Night Raw this week, actually. I thought it was a really good match. I don't know. He at least has some charisma. I feel like we're devout of charisma right now, especially mic skills, so it might be helpful to have someone like that in a prominent position.
It's really crazy that The Miz is like one of the best superstars from like where he started.
So odd.
And like everyone thinking like, oh, this is just a Road Rules guy or whatever show he was on, Real World, I don't remember. He had a promo a few weeks ago or maybe a couple months ago at this point with Enzo, where he was kind of yelling at Enzo saying like, you know, he reminded of him and he made all these mistakes and nobody in the locker room liked him. And Miz has been one of the best heels in the company for, I don't know, maybe like 5 years now or something. Like he's tremendous on the mic. He puts on good matches. It's been a pretty good run for the Miz.
I don't know. I don't think his matches are, like, that great. I think he's had some good matches, but he kind of gets carried a lot. Like, he's not going to do anything that's going to blow
Right, right. He's not great. I didn't mean it like that. Like, he doesn't really have, like, many classic matches, per se, but he's a good worker. You're going to be interested in the program he's in, and his matches are usually kind of pretty high stakes.
Well, he's admitted over the years that he's not somebody who takes a lot of risks. I mean, we all know that. But the charisma on the mic is phenomenal. He can really work the crowd. He can really work the ring. So he puts on a good match. It's just nothing like exciting. You know what I mean? He's not Shawn Michaels in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who is like Shawn Michaels? only you, Santoro. Only you can achieve that level.
Showstopper.
There's only two Shawn Michaels in the world, Shawn Michaels and Matt Santoro.
Right. That's it.
So I actually printed out the odds, or the most current odds that I saw today.
Wait, had
the ones too. So is Ronda Rousey basically like she's dead set, she's going to be in the Rumble?
No.
See, well, Marino, you're doing what I asked you to do.
You're doing exactly what Jeremy didn't want you to do.
Dude, I can't help it. I was shocked by it because, like, I don't follow things. But, like, if I hear them, I got pretty excited. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
I guess we could touch on that really quick because we probably should touch on the Women's Rumble. I like the Women's Rumble. I think it's cool. But, yeah, I think Rousey's, like, pretty well rumored for the Women's Rumble.
She has 11-8 odds right now. She's number one with the odds.
She's not even confirmed.
That's insane.
Yo, if you're one of the women wrestlers right now and she wins – dude, that's the worst.
I don't mind if she's in the Rumble. I get it. Like, that's cool. Get some more eyes on the product. Get her in a match at Mania. Like, whatever. That's fine. Yeah, the women have to be totally pissed. I'd be really pissed because they've done a pretty good job of making this women's revolution. And there's tons of good women athletes on the roster right now. And they've been busting their ass and putting in good matches, like, since they were in NXT. And then for Rousey to just show up and, you know, she'll probably like dominate somebody like Asuka or Nia Jax. It's like, that's the kind of stuff that aggravates people, you know?
That's the kind of stuff that Vince McMahon's going to do, though, because that's the money right there. And he's going to do that. He's going to bring in more fans, more casual fans to see her.
Doesn't want to just take the pop. You know what I mean? He's too greedy. You know what I mean? Just take the pop, have her come in there, you know, put on a show. You know, get eliminated in some weird way and let that be your introduction. You don't need to have her win it if she's in.
I don't know. He's got
so who do you guys think's going to win this? So.
Who do you think's going to win the Women's Rumble?
Yeah.
Man, I honestly don't know.
Take a guess.
Mine's Sasha Banks or what's her name? Naomi.
Asuka.
Whoa. I mean, I would guess Asuka. It makes sense to like keep up her domination, and but I mean it seems really super obvious because she has been so dominant, and you know, Corey Graves been picking her. Usually if an announcer picks somebody to win, they're not gonna win, so I don't know. I mean, I'm still gonna guess her. I don't think it'll happen. If it's not her, I think somebody like Nia Jax would make sense, but yeah, I guess if Rousey shows up, it'll probably be her.
If Nia doesn't win, it's ridiculous, okay? Like, sometimes you have to make it believable. Yeah. She's, like, the size of three women put together. Like, I know what they're going to do. Yeah, but she's a great athlete, though. But I know what they're going to do. They're going to, like, all gang up on her and throw her out, you know, like, Big Show type shit. And I hope they don't. Like, this is her chance. She should have had the belt, like, months ago. And at this point, Let's go down that road. She's definitely the strongest female wrestler. Like, why not make that move?
I don't get it. I hope they rolled out Mae Young.
Oh, dude.
You're kicked off the show.
Man, yeah, that's rough.
All right,
Randall, who do you think?
I have no idea, man. I don't watch this stuff. Who do I want to win? I love Sasha Banks, man. I think she's a good wrestler, and I think she's attractive. So, you know, she's got the – instead of a trifecta, she's got the double fecta. If she wins the Rumble, she'll have the trifecta. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. Asuka is pretty entertaining. I did watch a couple of her matches recently, and I was impressed. So that would be interesting as well. But right, I mean, who it is Flair right now who has the belt, right?
Yeah, Bliss.
Yeah, Bliss.
So I feel like you almost need someone big to like be in there and actually like be able to compete with her, because otherwise she just looks like a monster over some of these smaller girls. So maybe Nia Jax is the way to go.
Women.
You know, or Ronda Rousey.
Women.
Women.
Ladies. Women.
total right. Buzz, but really women.
We actually just hit a half hour. This might be our longest podcast ever out of three podcasts.
All right.
It's pretty incredible. We really got a lot to talk about with the WWE business. I'm pretty excited. I just heard today that they're releasing some unreleased Prince music coming up soon. So I'm sure you guys are really pumped about that.
Congrats.
Thank you. So,
but don't you have to like hear all his other music first to be excited about that? He has like so much music.
Oh my gosh, there's so much in that vault. I want to just like spend like, you know, maybe a month just like sitting in the vault and listening to everything I can listen to. Just sitting there with like an 8-track player and just throw them all in there and see what happens.
I can't get excited for the post-death music of artists, because I feel like it's kind of like a cheap thing, and it's, I don't know, maybe they never got to finish. It's cool to hear it, I guess, like see what they were working on, but I always feel like it's just like a money grab from their estate or something like that, you know?
Oh, it totally is. It's really sad because there's no way he would want it to happen either. Like, you know, right. He's literally probably rolling over in his grave with the idea that they're putting this music out, not how he intended it to be put out. Yeah. But I mean, just as a fan, like, I got to hear it. I want to hear it. Yeah, just like Michael Jackson when he died and like we were buying the what was the album he made with like with all the remixes? Who made all the remixes? What was that, Jeremy?
Oh, with like Will I Am and other people?
Yeah, yeah. And like Akon and was on a song and
yeah, that was not good.
Yeah, pretty bad. But I had to buy it.
Yeah, me too. But it was stupid. Like, I agree with Dan. It's really hard because, first of all, you want to see them perform the songs too, and you know that's never going to happen, or at least make a video. So now you're just like kind of listening to something that they probably didn't want to be released. And as a fan, you want to hear it, but like as a person, it's kind of like, well, this is not right.
Don't make me cry. That's terrible.
when doves cry, bro.
Yeah. Let's close this out with picks. So, Jeremy, let's just rattle them off real quick. And who you guys got?
One pick?
One pick. Yeah. Who's going to win?
Just one.
Tell me who's going to win it. This is going to give you glory. If you get it right, it gives you glory.
All right. I'm going to say Roman Reigns and Santoro. You get one pick. Don't say anybody else besides one person.
Okay. Well, I got a top 17 pick for this.
Hey, I'm going to list 30 people that I think are going
to win. All right. Roman. That's mine.
All right, Hughes.
I'm gonna go with Nakamura.
Oh yeah, I like it.
I'm gonna do it. That's all I got for you on that. Just Nakamura. I said yeah. I hope he kind of. They need to start pushing him. They've kind of ruined him with this freaking dude. He was the king of strong style. It wasn't broke. It was working fine. They bring him up. They change him to like the artist and. Somehow ruined them from NXT, but it's time to get them going in the right direction here.
Maybe he'll get his chance. Centaur, what about you?
Well, I do have a top four list, but I
can't say stop. we knew you were going to say that.
I also thought you guys were talking about Prince Albert before when you guys started.
Oh, God.
Oh, He's locked into wrestling. Said he was locked in.
Yeah, he's locked in.
I would love to hear a Prince Albert album.
Imagine if he came in, he was a surprise guest, and his back hair was fully shaved.
Oh, God. I wouldn't even know who he is.
No. Look like a baby Ryan.
I think Finn Balor, I think it's his time. I think that they're ready to push him when he won the Universal title, and the injury set him back. And then by the time he got back, things were just so mixed up that they didn't get a chance to give him that push. And I think if they are wanting to give him this push, this is the time, this is the platform. So, Finn Balor.
Well, I'm going to say, just because I so desperately want it to happen, and it'll actually probably make me watch WWE a little more, I'm going to say Daniel Bryan, it's time for him to come back. And he's going to come back. If he comes back, obviously he's got to win. So, we'll see him there.
I think Yeah, I think if he comes back, I think he comes in at number 30, and again, we might lose Philadelphia because they will freaking go ballistic if he comes out. Like, I think that might be the loudest pop we may ever hear.
We really screwed up.
Oh, my God. I hope that's happened so badly.
Yeah, that'd be insane. We really screwed up by not getting tickets, didn't we?
Oh, we definitely fucked up.
Well, hold on. We might not have, because we'll see how this plays out. It could be really terrible, too. WWE has pulled some bad Rumble decisions in the past 2 years.
When I was there, and it sucked really bad.
Well, there you go.
No matter what, I think, you know, you're going to have people that are going to be unhappy. But as long as it's like it makes sense and it gets the crowd excited about WrestleMania, I think it's all that matters. But, you know, no one's going to be – you're not going to have everybody be like, yes, this is the guy that should win. Because there isn't really, at this point, a top guy. So, you know, that's why there's going to be this mixed emotion about whoever ends up winning, because there really is no number one clear-cut top guy that everybody wants to, you know, root for.
I'll say that Cena wins. I'm no longer watching wrestling. I'm retiring from wrestling. The Cena wins the Rumble.
Maybe John Cena will win both the men's and the women's. That would make it the worst Rumble ever.
Cena was in my top four. Just
Had to get that in there, didn't you?
All right, who wants to close us out? I've done a lot of hosting duties today. Who wants to close us out now? Santoro, why don't you take the reins? You never got to close out.
All right. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our third edition of Jamama, a.k.a. Dan Hughes' introduction. I hope you guys enjoyed the conversation. I hope you guys check out the Royal Rumble this Sunday. And give us your thoughts at some point when we have a chance for you to do that. So, everybody have a great night, and Jamama.
Jamama.